That time once again, Freakers Ball Friday night. That's right, it is, by the way, December 28, 2018. That means it's our New Year's Eve show, New Year's show, prediction show, Freakers Ball prediction show, and New Year's Eve spectacular. Oh, yeah, just really spectacular. Anyway, I'm Grim there. This is the Freakers Ball. You are live on reallibertymedia.com. And if you're on the show page, that's great. If you're listening on the audio, that's great as well. Wherever you may be tuned in from, glad to have you here with us this evening. And with the Mighty Moose Girl.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. That's good to know. It's good to hear.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just saying hi and howdy. You say hi to the folks out there. Well, on, let's see, realliberty.org, or those folks over there, great folks, great website, freedomsnetwork.com, glad to have you all here with us, minds.com, if anybody's over there is tuned in, Twitter folks, all those various audio places. And if, like I said, if you're on the audio stream, basically on the audio stream, then you're probably going to miss out some things, but that's all right. Come on over to the video show here on the page on realibertymedia.com, channel 1, or just go to the show page there under the show pages link, and you'll find us, and you'll be able to jump on in here to the chat at Real Liberty Media, pound Real Liberty Media, on the irc.freenode.net, IRC chat. And you can talk to all the great folks that are here. We got some great folks. We got Cowboy Tech for sure. We got me and the Moose Girl for sure. We got Miss Kate, no doubt about that. And Anti and Asmo, who just had a birthday a couple days ago. Happy birthday, Asmo! We got Chloe and Chalcedonian Circle, and Chloe again. Wait, another Chloe? All right. We got Flash and Don C, who's been on the road trip and met the next guy in the line, Mr. Meister Brow, over there in Arizona. And they had lunch, I guess, him and the wife. Anyway, and we got the Vin E. under a different name, Boxified. We got Rain, and we got Rob Works and Mr. Rome's and Space Wolf. And then we got another Vin here. Two Vinnies, all right. We got the Phantom and the Cyborg Doodle and Dakota and Frumpy and Gramzy, who's not feeling so well. Feel better, Grammy. The damn flu crap, that's terrible stuff. But anyway, you'll feel, like I said, just rest and liquids and all that happy stuff.
Great.
We got Grommet and Java Doctor, JJ's and Kozu, and Ninson Dubois, Pox and other Pox there, and the Pone Sauce and Sock Puppet and the Skittle Bot to round out the list there of those that are in the chat. They could be other places, but I mean other people listening from other places. But that's who's in the list. That's who's in our big list here.
Right.
Oh, so how was your day?
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
Be uneventful.
Oh, well, let me show you a little quick little link about what happened here today.
Alrighty.
Overnight, I guess, last night, today. I-40 reopened after closures stretched from Moriarty to Klein's Corners.
Uh-oh.
Delays across New Mexico. Yeah, if you go to the site, nmroads.com, you'll see all the roads everywhere are all fucking closed up. And we only got like 6 inches of snow.
Really?
But I guess that's enough to, I mean, make a mess out there.
Right.
So, yeah, well, I-40 westbound and eastbound and near Klein's Corners reopened, finally, following severe weather conditions. They were telling us we're going to have a blizzard, but we didn't have no blizzard. And they closed I-25 yesterday from Santa Fe up through, like, Las Vegas. And probably even further, probably all the way up to Raton.
Wow.
Oh, probably all the way up to Raton.
Yeah, they won't shut it down for that. Not up here.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it's not like they were prepared for it. They knew it was coming. So,
right.
Anyway, there's a lot of stuff there in that article about the highway closures, different closures in different places, and all the politicians getting their photo ops. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have been stuck, Don, if you're on I-40, man. Yeah, you definitely would have been stuck up there for many hours. Cause,
right.
You know, you just, on a fine, sunny, perfect day, getting through Albuquerque takes a couple hours because it's screwed up. I hate Albuquerque, but I-10 is a breeze. You know, there's not too much. Phoenix is a little congested there, and nothing really in Tucson. I can't think of too much on I-10 there. So you're probably doing all right down there in I-10.
He's home now.
Yeah, he's home now. So
it's all good now.
But I-40, it had an issue.
Apparently.
It's really like the first good snow of the season here.
Yeah.
So, people are idiots, so probably best to shut it down.
Probably. Well, you guys aren't used to driving in that all the time, so.
Well, no, we get plenty of snow every year, you know.
Right, but it's the same thing happens up here.
But it's only
people forget how to drive. What?
It's only like 3 months. We get three. We get a winter's worth of snow.
Right. Exactly.
So that's all on that.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the prediction show, the annual prediction show.
Yes.
That we do once a year, and we'll go through like all the previous year's predictions and the new ones for this year. We don't have too many for this year. Let's see, what do we got here? Like 13 predictions for this year so far.
That's not that many, but that's okay.
Right. And so if anybody wants to make any predictions, you know how to do it there in the chat. You type !! predict, and then a space, and then your prediction.
Right.
And then we'll put it in there. It seems like it's tailing off, and maybe this will be the last year of prediction shows. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal. But yeah, anybody can make them. I mean, you can do them in the chat or just whatever, if anybody wants to say anything.
Call in on wire.
Yeah, call in on wire. Yep.
If you want.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. So.
Right.
But, it's like 7 degrees out right now. Is that what it's saying?
I don't know what it is. It's getting chilly out here. It's dropped down to 17 here.
Yeah, see, they said the high today here, and this fluke thing said the high was 24, but it never got over 19. Not at my house, anyway.
It's dropping hard here, yeah.
But, So, I'm looking, 7, 8 degrees here right now on my outside thermometer.
Sure. That's cooler than here right now, Graham.
Yeah, well, you know what happens up here in the high plains. High desert plains. All right. So anyway, how's Jackson getting along?
He's fine. He's doing good. He's sleeping right now. On our first music break, I'm gonna take him out here and.
He's sleeping.
Take him outside.
Don't mess with him.
And he's sleeping right now, so.
Don't mess with him when he's sleeping.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna mess with him if he's sleeping. Like if I go in there and check on him, he's not sleeping. Then I'll take him. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
The air is coming in. They said it's gonna be another solar vortex or whatever they call it.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Well, whatever. It's like it's winter, people.
Exactly.
Wow.
They want you to freak out over every little thing.
They're saying brace yourself for a brutal winter. Experts say disruptions in the polar vortex cause temperatures to plummet. Well, yeah, it's winter.
Yeah.
I mean, call it what you want. I call it winter.
Anyway, they're saying because they think there's a... call those El Nino out there that we should get a lot of snow this year. So we'll see what happens, but
We haven't gotten a lot to start. Usually,
no, but
if it's a snow year, we have a lot of snow by now. We don't have that much.
I think it's just cranking up. I think it's kind of a slow...
Slow starting. Yeah, that could be.
A late bloomer.
Right, that could be, for sure.
Yeah, so...
It rained here for like 24 hours the other day. Rain. It started as snow. We got like 5 inches of snow, and then it switched to rain, and it was a big slushy mess. There was like 2 inches of slush in my driveway.
Yeah.
It was nuts. So then I had to shovel all that off because I didn't want it to freeze solid, and the temps dropped.
Right.
So I did that yesterday. The boys weren't home yet. And it was all right. It wasn't terrible, but it was still very heavy pushing that slush.
Right. Yeah,
it's winter.
I was surprised this morning because I went out to look outside in the front through the front door there, and the whole porch is all covered with snow, and it never normally gets up there. And I mean, the wind's got to be blowing the right way because there's a cover over the porch.
Right.
It's not enclosed, but there's a porch cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you call those.
I know what you mean.
So normally it never even comes up onto the tile there on the porch. But my porch is all like tile. But yeah, the whole porch was all white stuff. So.
Yep. The wind must have been blowing the right way then.
Yep, coming right at us. So.
Cool.
And you look out for that polar vortex,
Oh, yeah.
I think they got monsters in that.
Well, I posted that twice.
Oh. That's all right. What?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to see what you got to say. Okay.
Nothing.
Let's hit some tunes then and start get this thing started off.
Okay, let's do that.
And we come back, we'll start going through some of these predictions from last year and see how people did.
Okay.
And, I know I didn't do very well at mine, but...
I didn't provide any. I'm not good at doing prediction.
which is all right. Either way, it's all good.
Right. Enjoy, people.
Enjoyable.
Thanks for tuning in to Freaker's Ball.
Absolutely. Good to have you here with us. Can you say she is so terrific, Beth Hart? A change is gonna come. Before that, Rare Earth doing "I Just Want to Celebrate," and we kicked it off with Judas Priest and "You've Got Another Thing Coming," and you do got another thing coming. And I think those were all great New Year's songs right there.
Yeah, they were
for y'all. You got another thing coming, abso-freaking-lutely. I just want to celebrate another day of living. And, of course, Beth Hart with "A Change is Gonna Come." Yeah, that's New Year's style stuff right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. So.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anyway,
I clicked on your link for last year's predictions.
All right, so you got the list up there then.
Yep.
All right, so I just made a couple new ones there in the chat, so...
Oh, okay.
We'll see how that goes, but we'll get there later.
Alrighty.
That's right. The sun will rise. Oh, come on, CT. The sun ain't going anywhere. The sun sits very stagnantly where it's at, and... the sun never moves. Well, it moves, but not in relation to where the Earth is. It just... oh, boy. Trying to clear out some of this two, and we're not going to need to have in there. So, yeah. Anyway.
I can't think of predictions. I just don't even try anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to worry about it. Whatever happens, going to happen.
And I don't blame you. Like I said, you know, we're... well, let's start going through some of these. The first three,
all right.
The first three were from me.
Okay.
And I didn't do very well. So I predicted that Bitcoin would hit $25,000 in 2018.
And nope.
No, it was at like 20,000 at the end of the year. So I figured, hey, another 5K, it'll make it, but...
it was pretty close, though.
No, but that was in December.
Oh.
Right. And yeah, so it just fell...
Oh, in 2018. Okay, never mind.
So it just fell through the floor from there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also predicted that Dopecoin would hit $1 in 2018. Yeah, it's at less than a penny right now.
Oh, jeez.
Now the next one I predicted, and I was correct, but you know it was a kind of a goofy one. Grammy will continue to do wackadoodle or to be wackadoodle on Wednesdays and Freakalicious on Fridays.
That was true.
Yeah, that's a hooray one. A ding. All right. Then I don't really know what to make of this, but I think he was partially correct, but we'll give him we'll give him a ding anyway. Free Enslaved said the regressives, which I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, the regressives will begin 2018 by erasing most music videos on YouTube. Now they didn't really go after the music videos. But they did go after a lot of people, publishers on YouTube. So
yes.
we'll give them a ding, even though it's only a partial thing. He predicted this, and then we could have buzzed this at the end of last year, but we didn't buzz this. Free Enslaved said that Solomon would call Ian on the New Year's show, and I believe he meant previous New Year's show because not this year, but last. December 30th when we did the show. So, and a big wrong marker for Hansel Judge Dredd. He said Democrats will lose seats in Congress in the midterm elections, and boy was he wrong. The Democrats picked up a ton of seats there in both not in the Senate but in the House. So, yeah. And they may have actually lost one in the Senate. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I don't really follow that crap, or I don't care about it. anyway. Now, I think he spelled his name wrong here, but...
Yeah, it's supposed to be Al Franken, not Franklin.
So, anyway, Free Enslaved said Al Franklin... will return to Saturday Night Live as a washed-up comedian. Did he get kicked out of Congress or something? Wasn't he like
he's done.
A sexual deviant of some sort?
Yeah, that sexual harassment video. Where he grabbed that girl's boobs.
I don't recall it, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember something about Franken being a pervert of some sort or another.
Yeah, he was a dumb. He's a dumbass.
Yeah. All right. Free Enslaved also said by the end of Trump administration's eighth year, Chloe will lean toward being an anarcho-capitalist. Well, first off, he's got to get through his 4 years and then pick up four more in order to get to eight. And Chloe's already leaning a little more than she did. But I'm gonna buzz him anyway because he's talking about Trump's eighth year. That's just not gonna happen. but yeah, she's leaning a little more towards voluntarism than she used to. You got hope for her. Then I predicted this year would be the year of the weed crypto coins. Sadly, no. No, it was not the really the year of any crypto coins, weed aside, but with various government interventions that prevented that from actually happening.
Yes, it did.
So, all right, number 10. Cowboy Tech said 2018 voters will whine about voting. Ding!
That was true.
No doubt about that.
Very true.
Now, this is an actual real one, and Vinny did get it correct. Vin E. predicted that the Bundy Ranch case would be dismissed with prejudice, and it was.
All right.
Yeah, we got hope for you, Chloe. Really, serious. We do. Yeah, so he was absolutely correct. That was a good prediction there. The signs were there that this was going to happen, but
right.
But it did. So, hooray for Vinny. Number 12, Moose Girl, you there, said the U.S. government is going to say they know about aliens and that they exist. I don't recall that occurring.
Well, didn't happen. It almost did.
Almost?
Almost, but that doesn't count.
All right.
Yeah.
Free enslaved, I think he was also joking on this particular one, because it didn't happen, and it's not likely to happen. But he said that in 2018, judges would be replaced by artificial intelligence. So,
That didn't happen.
Now, I don't even know what he's talking about here. I mean, is this prediction for some time way off in the future?
Right, because we were just talking about in the next year.
Yeah, because he said the first female president will be a Republican. And maybe that'll happen in the future, but it ain't happened yet, Bubba. This next one, I was correct on. Hooray me. I said, Meisterbrow will move to Arizona.
Yay! That happened.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did you have inside information?
Well, I know that he had been interested in and researching.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. That was a good one then.
It wasn't a done deal yet. He didn't move out there.
No, I'm just saying.
He didn't move out there till June, and he had to go and do some stuff.
Accomplish that, so that's awesome.
Yeah, he absolutely.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Free Enslaved then said in 2018, Meisterbrow opens a small part-time homebrew biz. Not yet. Maybe next year, but not yet. So,
not yet.
Now this next one, I don't have the evidence, the documentation to prove it, but I follow several UFO reporting sites or people on Twitter. And so this did absolutely happen, but it happens every year. So predicting this to be true or not true is kind of goofy. But I said several good, clear UFO videos will be recorded by people. And there were.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, so I'm ding, 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 ding for me.
Yeah, I think that's a prediction every year, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It happens every year. We just don't get to hear about them.
Let's
see if Goober's on here. I'm going to tell him it's the prediction show. Okay. All right. Flash. Sorry, Flash. I don't think this happened. I just don't recall that ever occurring. Now, it's possible it did. But I'm gonna buzz you on that one, buddy. Flash said that Hansel will be right about something. And, you know, like I said, it's possible that it happened, but I don't recall it. Do you remember him being right about anything?
Maybe in our own personal chatting with each other, but I can't think of anything. No, I can't think of anything.
He's just so wrong. He's just so statist. Anyway, so sorry, Flash. Cooper. All right, number 19 here. Yeah, predictions, Scoober. If you got predictions in the chat there, you could type them in. You type exclamation point predict and a space and then your prediction. But we're going through last year's predictions right now from last year's show, and a lot of them are goofy, but some of them are good. All right, so Slim Jim Slim said everyone here will begin tab completing. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy. People do that already, and they have been doing it for years. But not everybody's going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And so, you know, people are still using the freaking web client. And
for some people, someone to get all up in fucking arms about it, get all fucking messed up in their fucking head and get the panties in the water or something, someone not doing tab completion?
Yeah.
Really, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
There's bigger problems in the fucking world than that. Excuse me. But thank you.
Absolutely.
My God, if you're worried about that, that's fucking really low and shallow, dude.
Space Wolf tab completions. All right. Anyway, Circle predicted number 20 here. Nothing will really change. Ding ding ding. Ding
wrong.
Ding,
well,
ding. Nothing changed. Nothing changed.
Well, not really. Yeah, I guess she's right. Yeah, that's true. In a broad sense of the, you know, the statement. Yes, because, but on the other hand, shit always fucking changes.
Well, shit,
right?
little crap changes, but nothing really changes.
Well, I don't know. It's philosophical, you know.
It's philosophical.
We could sit here and talk about that the whole show.
But I agree that nothing changed. I mean, nothing, it's all, you know, you could go back a good 20 years and nothing's changed, you know. You know, they say, oh, 9/11 changed everything. No, it didn't. No, you guys.
Well, yeah, it did. No, it did. It changed shit for the worse.
Well, that's the same trajectory it's always been on.
Right.
I mean, to me,
that wasn't the first false flag.
No, certainly not the first false flag, and it certainly wasn't the last. We've had tons of them since then. It was just another way for them to grab control over people's lives. And
yep.
But I mean, that's something that they've been doing and going towards all along. It was
true.
It was all there in Agenda 21, what they're going to do.
Yep.
A large part of it. So, I don't know. To me, I'm not sure what it's going to take to make any kind of real change other than, you know, cancellation of governments or aliens landing in your front yard.
Right.
I don't know. It's, to me, it's all the same stuff. It's the same. It's the same freaking clown show that's been going on.
It's just like the technology has changed, but the intent has always been the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the technology they've used it to intrude on our lives more.
Yeah, yeah.
Intrude on our lives. What do they find to intrude?
Anyway,
intrude.
I agree with Circle. Nothing changed.
Okay,
nothing,
we'll get rid of that.
Nothing really changed.
Things right, okay.
changed,
there
but
you
nothing
go.
Really changed. Which is what her quote, her prediction said. Nothing will really change.
Okay, right. It does. So okay, good one. Good one, sir.
I'm giving her a ding on that. Graham Z predicted that NASA will be forced to admit they never went to the moon.
That did not happen.
And while NASA did not, some astronauts have predicted that. But
they didn't predict it. They just
admitted.
Admitted, right.
So some of the astronauts have admitted, yeah, it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Grams. And then did she predict, number 22, she predicted, Gramsy predicted, Someone will put a massive cannabis vape cartridge in the ventilation system of Congress and the Senate.
We wish, but no, I'm sure that did not happen.
Yeah.
We never, it could have, but it's unbeknownst to the public.
Yeah, sadly, no, we didn't hear about that, so. Oh, God. All right, number 23. Chloe predicted that I would open that closet door to get his guitar and play it. 2018. So, see, the thing is, though, that closet door is always open. And I see that guitar every time I walk by that closet several times a day.
Yeah.
Sitting in the back there, leaning against the wall. But mm-hmm. I did not pull it out of there and tune it up and play it.
Okay.
But sorry, Chloe. Maybe this year. Maybe 2019. We'll see. I've thought about it. But it hasn't happened. All right. Number 24. Well, this is like a redo of Vinny's previous
one. Yeah, it is. It's a redo.
But then he said to leave the With or Without Prejudice dangling. Well, you were right the first time, so I'm going to buzz you on this one. No, wait. Ah, what the hell? We'll give him another ding. Even though he already predicted it, I don't really understand the same thing. No, he didn't do this. Vinny said he would be at a big to-do in Bunkerville first part of the year.
Right.
Was he?
I don't think so.
I know he went out to hang out there on the river and mess with the... and hang out with the ducks and not like the ducks.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Chloe. Someday that's gonna happen. Oh God. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Vinny didn't do that. Didn't have a, there was no big to do at Bunkerville. So there was nothing for him to be a big to do at. All right, Free and Slave predicted Dick Cheney finally passes away in 2018.
Didn't happen, unfortunately. Sadly, you're wrong, Free and Slave. Sorry. Wish you were right on that one, dude.
Yeah, sometime. All right, Vin E. predicted Walt Disney won't be brought out of cryogenics. Well, okay, Vinny, you're right. He wasn't.
He wasn't not in 2018, he wasn't, that we know of.
This next one, big ding, ding, ding for me.
Yep.
Samantha Fish will have a top 10 blues song. She actually had the top blues album of the year.
Awesome. That's yep, good one there.
Samantha Fish, we love you. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a great holiday era season. But
holiday
yeah.
era.
Oh, this one I'm still waiting on. This one I'm still waiting on.
Yep.
I predicted that Chloe would embrace anarcho-capitalism and wonder how she lived her life under the boot of government control. So I have to buzz myself on that one, but hope springs eternal.
Right.
Oh, God. Someday, it's got to happen. No, not a real good accuracy. We never have a very good accuracy rating.
No, not really. We suck, dude. We try to predict shit, but it doesn't, you know, Yeah.
Good luck. Anyway, so Anti-Hen. By the way, where the fuck is Anti-Hen?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for a while. I
haven't seen him in a couple months or something.
Yeah.
Anti-Hen predicted the Chinese will sink or capture a military ship around one of the disputed islands in the South China Sea. And while that exactly did not happen, a lot of military ships just keep running into each other or running into cargo ships.
Right.
As far as I know, none of them sunk yet, but as far as, so, yeah, the Chinese... are not that aggressive, really. They're protective, but they're not aggressive. So, now this next one I really can't answer, but I think he would have mentioned it had it happened. Free and Slay predicted that Asmo finds a valuable treasure tossed away in 2018. I don't know that, but I'm going to say no. Because, like I said, I think he would have mentioned it, right?
Yeah, he would have probably mentioned it. Maybe not, but...
Vinny was absolutely correct on this one. Mm-hmm. Number 32, Vinny said, "My last name will be said more than any other all next year."
I believe that.
And while people may not have been saying easily, they were saying easily.
Easily. Right.
Easily, but not easily, but either way. all right, Vinny, we'll go.
Hillbilly ears hear it like that.
Yeah, it do.
I'm kidding, but.
Sorry, anti-hen.
It's hard to say hillbilly ears. I've never had to say that term before. That's the first time I've ever said hillbilly.
Yeah.
Hillbilly ears. It's hard to say.
Hillbilly ears brings up visions of something that you probably don't want to have visions
right.
of.
I don't know if you want to know what that is. What if there's an urban definition?
All right. Number 33. Anti-hen predicted that I would enjoy the feeling of a clean shave. Sorry, buddy.
Beard, did not happen.
Beard is still fully intact. I did trim it, you know, a couple times during the year. Got to trim it.
Yeah.
But no, clean shave. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave him a ding. I don't want to give him a ding. I want to give him a buzz. Oh, almost got that one wrong. What now? I don't know what to make of this. Beth Z.
Something big and unexpected and
plus
is going to be revealed.
What?
I'm not sure what that is.
I'm gonna have to buzz it. I don't know. Sorry, Beth.
Buzz it.
I don't know what it means.
I don't either.
All right. Number 30. Okay. Number 35, and you'll have to verify this for me.
Okay.
Anti-hen predicted that you would have a cuss or swear-free day. An entire day, 24-hour period.
No.
No? Not a single day without...
Dude, it's life! I've no way can I go through one day without saying at least one time the F word.
So that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, no, it's life, dude.
All right, Free and Slave predicted you would find a steady boyfriend in this year.
Oh, fuck no.
And it got serious.
That didn't happen.
Sorry, Free. Big buzz there. And that's not the sound of a vibrator. All right.
No, it isn't.
All right. Ben Z predicted that Kim Jong-un would come to negotiation table, solutions and assistance from other countries with U.S. supporting role but not lead. Well, he did. Kim Jong-un and Trump did go to a negotiating table. Right? Didn't that happen?
I guess so.
And they made some kind of deal about the nukes. Not that he followed through on it, but he did go to the negotiating table on it. So, ding ding ding, Beth. we'll give you that one for sure. All right, Hansel, number 38. Predicted that Chloe and Beth will continue to argue. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, well, that was until Beth Z left the chat.
Right.
she did. So, yeah, you were right on that, Hans. Wait. Now I have to go back up here. I have to go back up.
Why?
I have to go back up here. Let me see where it is.
Oh, Anton?
Hang on. Let me find it. Here it is. Slash Nasty. Number 18 predicted that Hansel will be right about something. Have to change his boo to a ding. Because he was right about that one.
Right. So he was right about something.
Ding! All right. Hansel's
so,
not...
And he was... He's... Yeah. So that was not a good prediction, or it didn't come true.
No, it did. It happened.
Right.
Oh, Hansel goes by J. Dread, Space Wolf.
Yes.
He's a constant annoyance. But he's all right. He's a good guy. He's just like Mr. Status, that's all. So, I actually have a little bit of fun sparring with him, to a degree. Then Hansel, I call him Hansel, he goes by J. Dread. Yeah. He predicted that Hillary would finally be wearing an orange jumpsuit. Well, if she did, it's not a prison jumpsuit.
No.
Which is what you were saying, so... All right. Number 40, Hansel once again predicted that... And these came in after the show last year. These 37 through 41 came in after the show was done. Which you can. You can predict right on up to the end of... on New Year's Day, I'll still take predictions on that day. And I can add them into the blog post later. But
whatever. Yeah.
Number 40, Hansel predicted that Chloe and Beth will continue to argue. Wait, you already got that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Chloe and Beth will continue to argue until December 31st. No, see, I have to buzz that one. Because he said that until December 31st, 2018. But Beth left a couple months ago. So,
right.
So he was right with his first one and wrong with his second one about that. I don't know why.
Okay.
And then finally, number 41, Hansel predicted that, I predict that North Korea will have a new leader in 2018. Wrongo! All right. So that covers all of last year's predictions. So I don't see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 out of 41 correct.
So, that's not too bad. I mean, it could be better.
Let's see here. Well, 10%. Oops. Let's see what Barman tells us.
All right.
Oh, I did that wrong.
Oh, 34%. 34%.
Thanks, Kate. That's good. 34%. The hell, that's a... I mean, if you're in baseball, that's a great batting average.
No, it's not too bad. Considering it's the freaker's ball, and this isn't like coast to coast or something, you know?
Absolutely. Well, coast to coast, it probably does worse, actually. Because, you know...
No, Goober said, according to Goober, it's better...
It's better what?
Their odds.
I don't think so. Oh, when Art Bell's show was on, yeah, but with George, it's
Art
no...
Art Bell's show, that's what he said.
Yeah, but with George, it's nowhere near
as
good.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway, let's skip... What? What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Let's play some more tunes here.
And when we come back.
When we come back, we'll get into the new predictions for this year. And if you got more predictions, keep them rolling in there. We'd love to have your new predictions for this year. And till then, here's some jams for you. Enjoy. Right. A little bit of Joey Bonamassa there for you all with, hang on a second here. Joe Bonamassa there for y'all with You Left Me Nothing But the Bill and the Blues. Horrible thing to do. Anyway, before that, we had Omar Howlers covering The Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. And we kicked it off with the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Something for Nothing. good rocking variety of tunages there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you damn right it was.
What?
I don't know. <nothing else>. just having a little fun. Anyway, good. Now we got some predictions rolling in. So that's a
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I even came up with one.
You even did, and that's excellent.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Trump is talking about shutting down the U.S. border completely, and Hans tried to tell me it was just for the illegal people coming in, right?
Right.
No, he meant the trade goods that come into this country from Mexico, too.
Sure.
And he's bellyaching about all these companies that have moved their entire operations over to Mexico or China or Europe or Canada or wherever.
Sure.
He's saying, oh, you know, we need to bring these, which I agree with on a level, is that, you know, at one point in time, the U.S. was a manufacturer of a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely.
And now it's like the total opposite of that.
Right, everything moved off to, like, China and...
Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, and Indonesia and wherever. All the places where really cheap labor is available.
Right, and so, you know, for him to say something as asinine as shutting down that border completely, he doesn't know the uproar, for one thing, that he would create from doing that.
Exactly.
Because we get, the U.S., not we, the USA gets billions of dollars worth of goods from that country.
Sure.
I mean, you can't just go around, well, we're going to shut the border down completely, you know. And for another thing, if anyone with half a brain knows that it's never going to be shut down completely anyway because of the tunnels and the fucking trucks going in and out of there. If, let's say they did shut it down to people.
Right.
And just let produce and products go in.
Right.
You know there would be some smuggling going on of people.
Oh,
They're still doing that. Even though the borders are stricter and they check the trucks, they find more and more inventive ways to hide people in these trucks. I mean, you're not going to fucking stop it, but illegals from coming into this country by putting up this fucking wall. It's just not going to happen. And you're going to piss people off. Because we get, the USA gets so much stuff from Mexico. More stuff than people even think about.
Absolutely.
Tires, clothing, produce, fruits, vegetables, that type of stuff.
No, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
Yeah. So if he were to, and a company can't just move their entire operation from another country to the US overnight. That just doesn't happen. It's not going to happen overnight if the company is like, oh, yeah, well, let's shut down the operation and go back to the U.S. That doesn't happen overnight. That takes time. That takes a year, 2 years, you know what I mean?
Right.
To up and move your whole entire operation back to the U.S., that's not going to happen over fucking night. And people are saying, oh, well, yeah, it's already starting to happen. I have not seen that it's happening. I have not seen in the headlines and anything that this company and that company is moving their operations back to the United States.
No.
Apparently there are some.
I think there have been a couple.
In the chat, but here's one that I bookmarked earlier or looked at earlier today about this subject. What does the U.S. import from Mexico? And it says a whole lot. Now, this is from February 2017, but that's not too long ago. Oh, crap, the video's going to autoplay here. Let me just wait for it. So, anyway, the Trump administration's proposal to impose a 20% tariff on goods from Mexico, as well as other countries, would hit Americans hard. That's because Mexico is the third largest exporter of goods to the U.S. behind Canada and China in 2015. And I have one for more recent. I have more recent stats than this. But in 2015, the U.S. imported $295 billion worth of products from Mexico, according to government trade data. The top category was cars and car parts, most of them owned by American automakers and intended for the U.S. market. The U.S. also relies heavily on Mexico for machinery, oil, and agricultural products. I'll link that one. But since I was talking about this today, and I decided to look up, you know, answer my own questions, and actually go and look it up, the information up myself, which, I always do that.
President, she's with us in the White House briefing room. Good.
What the heck was that?
Stupid.
Oh, that link. That link. Sorry, Graham, that stupid link.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, there was that one, and then here's this one. And this is 2017's numbers from Mexico and what the U.S. gets from them. Okay, let me scroll down here.
Oh, it's a good one.
U.S. goods and services trade with Mexico totaled an estimated $615.9 billion in 2017. That's a total estimated in import and export combined.
Right.
Anyway, here we go. Let's see. The U.S. data report a $17.1 billion goods deficit with Canada in 2017 and a $71 billion goods deficit with Mexico. Both countries, however, reported substantially larger U.S. goods surpluses in the same relationship. Mexico is currently meaning the U.S., third largest goods trading partner with $557.6 billion in total goods trade, that's two-way, during 2017. Good exports totaled $243.3 billion. Good imports totaled $314.3 billion. Mexico was the U.S. second largest good export market in 2017. So, to sit there and make asinine comments that you're going to fucking completely shut it down, even to trade, is asinine.
Well, it's...
You know, we could have a shortage of guacamole, Grim.
Well, most of the avocados...
You don't want that?
Most of the avocados are produced in the U.S., so...
In California, right. But, no, I read an article earlier today that said something about tomatoes and avocados are included in that, the produce part of what the U.S. gets from Mexico.
Sure. No, there's definitely a lot of produce coming out of Mexico. Most of the avocados are U.S. grown. California grown.
Right.
Yeah. There's an area in the northern county of San Diego. It's called Escondido. It's a city.
Yes, I've heard of it in California.
Yeah, and they produce tons of avocados.
Well, I know a lot of, but I'm saying even like from a Midwest state where I live, I can get freaking strawberries at the fucking grocery store right now if I wanted to. And them strawberries aren't coming from no fucking Midwest farm.
Well,
they're coming from either California, or they're coming from Mexico or South America or somewhere like that. Shut that border down. They got nothing I want versus what the price has been. They have nothing you want. Okay, that's you.
Yeah. No, I
get the job, but the job's leaving. That started happening in the fucking 80s, people. The job, the companies moving their operations out of the United States started happening in the 80s.
Oh, before that, yeah, in the 60s, actually.
Okay.
A lot of stuff started going to Asia. You have to account
for
the...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean...
You have to account
for
the big...
From what I can remember, in the 80s, and that being a topic, you know, of concern back then, you know?
Right. I mean, you
because
know,
all, and then even in the 80s, there was the whole farming crisis. You know, how the farmers got fucked by the fucking government. Everyone just conveniently forgets that fact.
Right.
It's like, you guys not remember that? I mean, maybe if you're born in 80, you're not going to remember that. But me, I'm old enough to fucking remember that.
Me too.
You know? I mean, that's how FarmAid started. Because the government was coming in and saying, either go corporate or we're buying you out. You're done.
Right.
You know?
But on a side note, Cowboy Tech says, on a side note, hope everyone has a safe New Year and a happy one after that. Thank
right.
you, Cowboy
safe
Tech.
Safe New Year's Eve, you mean?
New Year's, safe New Year, I guess, yeah, whatever.
Safe New Year. Okay, so for the whole year.
And a happy one after that. I think he means for the whole year. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just joking around. I'm being picky.
A safe New Year, New Year's Eve, and a happy year.
Okay.
Thanks, Cowboy.
I'm just trying to be funny. I was just doing this shit.
I know.
I do that sometimes.
Alright, well, let's go.
Anyway,
Let's go through some of this predictions we have for this year.
Okay.
We've got 23 of them so far.
Alright, that's a good start. We'll probably have to have another prediction show next year now.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it goes.
We can't let these go to waste. I mean, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, we could do like a, you know, just go through them quick or something and not do the, you know, but
yeah.
We might as well just.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll just update the script after the beginning of the year to
right.
take 2020, is that right?
Wow, we're going into 2019, Grim. That's your
I know,
prediction,
but so
though,
it,
be going into 20, knock on wood.
But when I update the script, it'll be predictions for 2020.
Wow.
2020, friggin', it's still 1999 for me. I'm serious. Anyway, we never got past the Y2K thing. That's
20 years ago.
the world actually ended on that day, and
yeah, which we didn't know it.
Right. It just everybody died on that day, and we just didn't realize it.
Right, you know, so it's like if you think about it that way. Like, there's nothing to fucking worry about.
Right.
If it's all fucking made up and fucking just a figment of our imagination, then what the fuck is there to worry about? It's already predetermined what's going to happen, right?
Okay.
That, I mean, if we're going by a script here.
Yeah, but we don't know what the script is.
I thought you said this is all fucking. What's the word for it? Imaginary.
It is all imaginary.
Okay, so explain what you just said then.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. So right past me again.
About the. we don't know. It's what's going to happen has already been predetermined.
Well, not really predetermined because it changes as.
But if it's a script, no. If
yeah,
it's
no,
a script,
but
then it's a script.
But it's a dynamic script.
Meaning? It will change?
Yeah, if, you know.
It changes as it goes. So then it's not, your argument doesn't really work.
Why not?
You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. One sentence you're saying it's all imaginary. Which, okay, so if that's so, then it's already predetermined. It has to be. Because it's like following a script. That's how you described it to me before. In your opinion.
But as I said, it's dynamic.
Okay.
So, it can
change, but, okay, go ahead.
It changes depending on what happens.
But it's already been determined what's going to happen, if it's a script.
No. The ending will remain the same, the end of the story, but all the little things that happen between then can change.
Well, what's the end of the story?
Well, we don't know that, now do we?
It's not a concrete, like, it's your perception of what's going on. It's not, you know, it might not be based in reality. It might be. But we don't know if it is.
Well, what's reality?
That's what I'm saying. We don't know. We aren't sure all the time. I mean, when I cut my fucking finger and I start bleeding, that's fucking reality to me right then and there.
There was a line in some movie I watched recently, and the guy says, "I've always had a very casual relationship with reality." Hey, that's me. I agree with you. Oh, God. Anyway.
No, that's what I'm saying, is you don't know. You know, everyone thinks they're a freaking expert. Everyone thinks they know what's going to happen. In reality, no one fucking knows what's going to fucking really happen.
See, there's that reality.
It doesn't, you don't, we don't know that until it fucking happens. Right?
Right, you don't know.
You don't know what's going to happen until it fucking happens all the time.
Or you do know.
See, now explain yourself there, Griff. Now, okay.
Well,
what do you mean?
Okay. Okay, you... When you think about, okay, what might be, you know, coming up for you in your life in the next year,
yeah,
whatever time period, a week, a month, 10 years,
yeah,
you have an idea, a concept of things, right? Based upon what you have seen, various elements of things, whether it's to you locally, personally, nationally, globally, whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see things going a certain way, and if you drive yourself hard enough towards whatever that may be, then there's a good opportunity, a good chance that those things will occur.
Okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. So you're talking about intention.
To a degree, yeah. But more of like in experimentation, in quantum experimentation.
Yes.
Okay. Objects behave in a certain manner.
Right. And sometimes predictable, and they always behave that way.
But that changes when they're observed. So you can say, okay, these particular things are going to move in a certain way, or go at a certain speed, or have a certain whatever properties to them.
Yeah.
But when you observe them, those things change. Meaning that just the mere fact of observing a particular thing, you can it can be modified as to what its outcome will be.
Not everything, though. Because some things are just, they are. Some things just are. You can't, no matter what, even if someone's looking at something, it's not going to change.
It'll
still behave the same way it always fucking does.
You're thinking of things on a much larger scale.
Yes.
And so, but either way, okay, as you go through the story.
Okay. The story of?
Of Earth, of the universe, whatever. There was at some point a beginning to the story. And at some point there'll be an end to the story.
Right.
And then, another story will begin.
Okay.
Which may
the story is ever changing, though, is what you're saying.
It is, except for the fact the big portions of that, the big points within it, don't change. But all the little elements within it can change.
This sounds kind of, like, convoluted, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some things are correct and some things are steadfast things are changing, is
right.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. And you can modify what comes next by your thoughts and or actions.
Right.
But the overall, the big picture
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to wind up the same. The outcome is still going to wind up the same.
All right. So the outcome's already been determined?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
The final.
I said it's been predetermined.
Okay.
Right?
Right, you did.
But you're saying, even though the ending and the beginning are never non-changing, but everything in between is. Right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. The philosophical Freaker's Ball prediction show of 2018.
Right.
Philosophical. It's a philosophical discussion we just had.
Absolutely. And we love them.
And, you know, we're able to have those, which is awesome.
All right, let's play some more.
Not everybody can do that, you know? I mean, more than two people, and it might not work out so great, you know?
Well, it has to come to an end, so obviously it's not going to work out that great.
Oh, my gosh. All right,
let's play some more tunes here. We'll come back, and we'll get to this year's prediction. The prediction is for next year.
Right. Enjoy, people. Hey, the year's almost over.
That's right. You only got 3 days.
Yep.
So, enjoy. Take request. Ah, yeah, very nice, very nice there. The Dead South in Hell. I'll be in good company. I was watching a movie the other night on Amazon Prime there called The Incantation, and this girl, she walks into this bar in France, and there's a band, they're playing the song on the jukebox there, that particular song. So, great tune, by the way. Anyway, before that we had Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love. Prior to that was The Final Countdown. Yeah, you know the song, but you don't know this version. It's the epic swing metal version. I'm not really sure who the band is. Do they say here anywhere? It's Connor Engstrom Music, but it gives you the names of people. The guy, I guess Connor Engstrom is a guitarist, but there's not like really a band name. So anyway, really cool stuff there. And we kicked it off with a Kate request there, Edwin Starr and War, which is also a great song. Some of the video is a little messed up there on that, but
that's all right.
Yeah,
it happens.
It does happen.
This isn't CNN.
What's that?
This isn't CNN, thankfully.
Yeah, no, it's not.
We don't have perfect editing here. We don't have perfect videos. We don't have perfect anchors and perfect looking people and perfect looking headlines that we're told to say. So,
right.
Deal with it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Deal with it. You want to watch, you want a CNN quality show? Guess what?
You want fake news?
Go watch fake news and CNN. Go for it, man. You want perfection? You're not going to get that here on the Freaker's Ball.
Oh.
You're not going to get everything you want here.
All right, we'll go back.
That's just, you know, it's not up to us to do anything for you.
No. If you're expecting us to do something for you, then you're...
Yeah, we're not doing nothing. We do the show. Anyway, yeah. I'm just fucking wrong. But, I don't want to talk more. I mean, I could, the wall thing, and if you think about the implications of completely shutting the border down, does he even have the ability to do that if he wanted to?
Probably not.
I don't think so. So when he spews his stuff on Twitter, his asinine typing before he thinks, he don't know. He doesn't know. So to even go by anything that he tweets is stupid. It's stupid because he thinks he can do all this shit because he's the commander in chief and he wants to shut the border at all. The border down completely. He'll do it. Guess what, dude? No, you can't just say you're going to shut it down and then do it.
That's
not how it works, buddy. Even though you're commander in chief, the puppet commander in chief, you don't run the show.
Don't you know that? It's all just part of the act, the clown show. None of it matters. All right.
I get it, but it's just like, come on.
All right, well, let's start going through...
let's do that, yeah.
Some of the predictions for 2019 here. Enslaved was on a roll, I guess, here at the beginning. So Free Enslaved predicted that North and South Korea finally unite under Kim's leadership. Okay, well, we'll see about that. I don't know. He also predicted that Trump will be forced to get it right on the decriminalization of pot in America.
Okay, and the thing about the Kim Jong-un one, didn't they both sides meet this year?
Yeah, but they never got together, really.
But they did meet. So,
there was a meeting and whatever.
You never know, but... Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, he thinks Trump will be forced to get it right on deregulation and decriminalization of pot. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Free Enslaved goes on to say... Starbucks will eliminate plastic straws from all of its locations within 2 years. Didn't they already do that? Anyway, citing the environmental threats to the oceans.
I don't know if Starbucks did or not.
I'm not sure either. Anyway, it's for next year, so. Some of his predictions are for this year, which don't really make sense. He said Pope Francis will resign before the end of 2018. Sorry, dude, not going to happen, but that's for next year to get a ding from.
Right.
I mean, a bzzz from. Rob Works predicted that Democrats will be completely devastated in the 2018 midterms. Again, these should have been for last year's predictions, and that would have been wrong, totally wrong.
Right.
Rob Works predicted that Freedode will go to a registered NICS only format soon. I think that was during the bot influx. I don't see that happening because they want more people, and more people, and you can't get more people if you make everybody register. But we'll give him another year on that, figure that one out. All right, Rob Works said, sometime in the future there will be a great garbage patch rush.
Sometime in the future?
Yeah, so I guess he means next year, but I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Garbage patch rush.
Garbage patch rush? The floating garbage patch in the Pacific, or
I guess I don't know. I don't understand. Free and Slave predicted global collapse started October 2018. Okay, that's possible.
Anyway,
Free and Slave predicted that Bitcoin will be $750 on New Year's Eve. Well, in order to do that, it's got to drop over $3,000 in the next couple of days.
Right.
So probably not. And again, that's a 2018 thing and not 2019. All right. I predicted the U.S. will not pull out of Syria in 2019.
That's probably a good prediction there.
All right. Circle predicted that Big Pharma will fuck up weed even more in 2019.
Oh, shit, I hope not. Yeah, fuck that. That's not a good prediction. I don't want that to happen.
I'm going
to
say that's highly likely, though.
It is probably highly likely, because Monsanto already wants, or not Monsanto, but Philip Morris already wants in on it and shit.
Yeah, Circle also kind of echoed my previous prediction that U.S. Mm-hmm. troops will still be in Syria by the end of 2019.
Oh, I believe that.
Right.
And they're going to be in Afghanistan. They're not going to withdraw the fucking poppy field guards.
Oh, hell no.
No. That they're not going to leave Afghanistan ever.
Okay. I predict a 9.0-plus earthquake somewhere along the Pacific Rim.
That's possible. I'm sure that'll probably happen.
Not about sure. I mean, it's...
Not sure, but very possible.
You don't get 9.0s very often.
No, that's true. But we've had some big ones this year.
I also predicted...
There has been some big ones this year.
Oh, absolutely. There's been some really, strong...
Devastating one. Yeah. Alaska was, I think, the mo- one of the most recent ones, more recent big ones, you know.
But, you know, nobody lives there, so.
Nobody? I'm sure the Alaskans would disagree with you.
I know. All right. I also predict that Cheney will die. This time.
We hope.
This time, it's for real.
But, you know, they're going to cryogenic him like they did Walt Disney. Right?
Oh, God, what a waste of ice.
No shit.
Cowboy says the sun will rise.
Okay, we hope that that's good and that happens
every day.
Chloe
predicts that I will reach into that closet and grab that guitar and play it this year.
Okay, let's have it, Grim. Come on now.
It's
next year, I want you playing us a song on the prediction show.
It's a possibility. You never know.
All right. Even if it's just an instrumental. You don't have to sing. Just do an instrumental.
Don't pressure me on it.
I won't pressure you on it. This is the last I'll mention it. I will never mention it to you again.
I predict that New Mexico will take steps towards legal recreational weed.
We hope so.
It looks like a strong probability.
Okay. Well, I should say the same thing about Wisconsin.
All right.
But I don't feel strongly about it, like it's going to happen next year. I'm going to wait on that one.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
Moose Girl predicts that the U.S. southern border will not be completely closed in 2019.
No, can't do it. The U.S. gets too much shit from Mexico.
I will have to concur with you on that particular
prediction. Thank you.
I also predict that silver will reach $20 an ounce during the recession. And, oh yeah, there will be a recession.
I'm going to go with you now. I concur on that one.
Yeah. Don't you pressure me either, Chloe. Cowboy Tex predicts that voters will whine about voting.
Yeah, as per usual. That's like a given.
Yeah,
not really a good prediction, CT. That's like always happening.
He's guaranteed to get a win. He's guaranteed to get a win on that one.
He's guaranteed a ding. I get your tactic there, Cowboy Tex. I get that. That's a very good tactic you got there.
I got the duck. All right. I also predict that Ruth Bader Ginsburg will die.
I think you're right on that one. She just underwent lung cancer surgery. I don't think it's a good outcome for her.
Right.
In the next year.
She's on the final countdown herself.
Yeah, right? Final countdown.
Oh boy! All right. So Cowboy Tech suggests or predicts that the statute of limitations will expire on some powerful people.
It's highly vague. It's very vague.
I'm gonna say this next one's more of a hope than a prediction.
Okay.
By me. Ross Ulbricht will be released from prison.
I don't know who that is, but...
You don't know Ross Ulbricht? Oh, look him up.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, he got the big shaft. He got the big, big shaft there. Kate predicts that Trump will not run in 2020, which I guess we should know by the end of 2019.
We should know that by then, yep.
Yeah.
We should, I think we will.
I think you put the wrong year here. You said the first manned rocket to trip to Mars will take off in 2018. And I think you meant
2019. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. So we'll just modify that.
Sorry.
That's all right. And I predict, more hope than predict, Hansel will see the error of following Trump.
We hope that happens.
Oh, and then Hansel.
Well, we hope it happens on a greater level than that,
just
Trump, the Trump thing. But.
Well, at least that much. That would be something.
Okay.
Then Hansel predicts that I will turn psionic and turn...
Psionic.
Well, I don't know. He spelt it wrong, whatever. I don't know the proper word. And turn blue from holding his breath.
Yeah, psionic. Yeah.
Spell it. Waiting for Hans to ever betray his Sith Lord.
I don't think it starts with a C. I think it starts Psionautic. Or maybe it is a C. Psionautic.
And Kate predicts that Henry Kissinger will die.
Hey, we hope that happens. I do. That fucking motherfucker. He's been messing in U.S. affairs for... Well, he's part of the inner circle. Oh, no, it is of the sea. And it's called cyanosis, and it refers to bluish cast of the skin and mucous membranes. Peripheral cyanosis is when there's a bluish discoloration to your hands and feet. It's usually caused by low oxygen levels in the red blood cells.
How do you spell it?
C-Y-A-N-O-T-I-C. C-Y-A-N-O-T-I-C.
Psionautic. All right.
There you go. So he was close. It does start with a C.
All right. Terrific.
Yeah, thank you, Hanzo. Yeah, that's right.
Oops.
I just read that. But thank you.
And then Kate predicts that Henry Kissinger will die.
We hope. We hope that happens.
Yeah. And that's all for now. 28 predictions so far for the year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We got an hour left, or about 55 minutes left, so keep them going, people.
Yeah, and like I said, you could keep predicting up until, you know,
New Year's Day. New Year's Day.
We'll give you through New Year's Day, since that's really like kind of like a non-day.
Right. Let's see here.
All right. I came across this last night, but apparently something's going on where there's still some hope for them. What do you mean? Let me just do this here. I don't really care. On this one, but apparently there's still some hope that this may not occur. This article on Newser.com: Sears could be dead by Saturday, and after 125 years in business, Sears could now be in its final hours. The iconic retailer, which filed for bankruptcy in October, may have to be liquidated if a bid to save it doesn't materialize before 4 p.m. Friday deadline. Well,
but I heard one did that now.
No bids happened, but they got some other kind of legal manipulations going on.
The CEO or something, I saw on Twitter the CEO made a bid.
To try and
rebuy it or something.
It's all kind of goofy and
yep.
I mean,
let me just go down on Twitter. I'll probably be able to find it here.
It's a little bit sad to see Sears go away, but then again, it's their own fault.
Oh my God! I want to just say something really quick. This is on Twitter. 28 minutes ago, it's currently 11 degrees colder in Amarillo, Texas, 19, than Chicago, 30. So it's kind of like you, Graham. You're getting that Arctic winter before we even get it up here in the Midwest.
Right.
I'm just saying.
It looks like it's warmed up here a little bit, actually.
Oh, good.
So okay. I think it's up to 12 degrees.
Let me scroll down and try to find...
We're up to 12 degrees now.
Ooh, 12.
Yeah, it was only 7 earlier, so...
That's still cold as shit, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's only 6. All right,
that's really bad. Brutal.
My thermometer, outside thermometer, says 10.
And what is your thermostat set at?
64.
64? When it's what? 12?
Yeah.
Or 6 degrees out? Oh, no, dude. I'd be turning up that heat big time.
Why?
I'd be going up to 72 on that pitch.
I'd love for it to be...
When it's in the single digits... Oh, my God, dude. I'd be cranking. I'd be turning it up at least a couple of degrees.
I'd love for it to be 64 degrees all year
you
round.
You run hot. I can tell. You run hot. Because
okay, thanks, Chloe.
I'd be cold with that. 64 when it's 6 degrees out, I'd be cold.
Okay, so Chloe posted a link there. Sears wins reprieve from liquidation as Chairman
Lampert.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about, Chloe. Yep.
Makes last
thank
minute
you.
$4.4 billion bid.
Now, yes, thank you for posting that. I was trying to scroll down Twitter, and I'm trying to talk at the same time. It's not,
now,
you know,
now
it's easier said than done.
It is my understanding that the Craftsman brand,
yes,
was purchased,
is the Sears brand.
Was purchased by Lowe's, right?
I think so.
It no longer even belongs to Sears.
Right, not anymore. No,
so,
they probably sold off that portion.
But they probably still got, like, what, Kenmore and...
They got brand names and stuff.
Other stuff out there.
But the one here in town, in my town, closed. I mean, they're not going to reopen that store.
Oh, no, they're going to close a bunch more stores.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to reopen.
Yeah,
they're just going to probably start new,
regardless,
or something. But I do have a catalog, two catalogs. Of those old Sears, the paper, you know,
yeah.
they're not the original, like, the first year they started, but they're old. They're from the 1900s, 1913, I think.
Right, outhouse toilet paper.
Yeah, a lot of them were used for that. That's when I saw these at a garage sale or something, I'm like, oh, God, I got to have them, because they're in perfect condition. I mean, obviously, they're old. The pages are, like, yellow, but all the pages are there, nothing ripped out. The covers are still on them.
Wow.
And they're, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, God, I got to have them.
You know,
like you said, most of them were used for TP.
Well, I remember we always got the Sears catalogs when I was a kid.
Right.
And we looked through.
Oh, yeah,
the Christmas one
was always a big one.
Yeah, yeah, you'd look through there and pick out your Christmas gifts. Not that you ever got any of them, but you'd pick out
right.
the stuff you wanted.
Right, and that's how it was when they first started. Little kids on the prairie and shit in Minnesota would be looking at the Sears Roebuck, which was in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I want a wagon.
Exactly, CT.
Or
which
I
book?
Want a toy truck. Or I, you know, and it was only, you know, but the Christmas catalog has been a hit with kids for centuries.
Well, not centuries, 125 years they've been around.
Since the beginning of that century. Since the beginning of years. You know me. I get carried away sometimes.
The medieval Sears catalog. Yeah.
But anyway, I was just happy to find that old of books, you know what I mean? Because it has, well, they're cool because they're historical, because you see all the old machinery in there and all the old clothing in there. And you know what I mean? They're
yeah.
really cool.
So I don't know what the deal is here. It says this guy, Eddie Lampert, the chairman, submitted the $4.4 billion bid in an effort to buy the retailer and keep it alive. So I don't know what...
That's the latest that I heard.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is, if it's going to...
It's all legal stuff, right, at this point. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Because yeah.
they're in the process of bankruptcy or whatever. You know what I mean? And liquidating and all that crap.
So,
you know, I think, you know, it's all legal stuff at this point.
Lampert's hedge fund ESL Investments put forward the tentative proposal for the parent of Kmart and Sears earlier this month.
Okay, yeah, but you know what? Those companies, that actually Sears and Kmart has been down for a while. And then the Sears have slowly been going away. And then this year, especially when the one here in town closed, I'm like, okay, they're done. You know, as far as I think it's like a done deal. This is like a last-ditch effort to, like, save some, you know what I mean?
Right.
He
and,
must have blown somebody in Congress or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And JCPenney's in the shitter, too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
They are. They're in the shitter. Yeah. They're on the fucking same path the Sears was two years ago or whatever.
On the junk
yeah.
heap. Yeah.
You know, and it happens, you know? I mean.
It does. Absolutely, it does.
I don't know how to explain. I mean, I remember since I was a little kid, we always sucked at JCPenney. I know they were around way before I was a kid.
Right.
They're like an original department store in America. One of them.
Well, Sears is certainly was.
Well, Sears obviously before JCPenney, but JCPenney was right there shortly thereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of big names. You know. You know that term, though, the mighty fall, you know?
Sure.
And it does. It's just bound to happen. Things change, like you say.
Right, right. All right, let's play some more music here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now, this first track was originally requested by Cowboy Tech and then re-requested by you. However, the video that you requested was not any longer available.
Oh, shit.
Which
okay.
is fine. I mean, there's different versions of it, so.
Okay, cool.
I got you a static version of it, so.
All right. Oh, great. Ryan's sick of like, because two people requested this song.
Yeah.
Awesome. Enjoy, people.
Actually, the second track in this was originally requested by CT and then re-requested by you as well.
Okay. Awesome.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
So nice there. Samantha Fish is amazing. And that yes. song is called Somebody's Always Trying from Town Hall, New York City on October 5th of this year. Thanks, Blues Broad, for your always wonderful postings. Before that, we had a Cowboy Tech / Musco request, Simple Man with from Leonard Skinner. And we kicked it off with a Cowboy Tech / Musco request of Money by Pink Floyd.
Yes, indeed. And all I want to say is, for Yoda, let me scroll. I just want to make sure I get it exactly correct. Oh my god, I'm having problems tonight, girl, with my typing and my adding quotes. Like, I have not added a quote for a while. So it's like, I had this little brain fart, and you totally saved my ass. So thank you.
Well, that's easy for my end.
Yeah, which is cool, because this last one that I want to put 2019 added to that date. Okay, so this is the quote. There is only do or do not. There is no try. Yoda.
Yeah, I fixed that for you.
Yeah, okay. I know you fixed that one, but my latest one that I posted, I wanted to put the year 2019. Because there is a festival going on at the original Woodstock location on August 16th through the 18th, 2019. And they haven't released the full schedule, but rumors have been leaking as to who is going to be there. So, if you guys are in the area, or, you know, you want to do some wild and crazy thing in August, sign up for their email updates if you want, or just keep an eye on it. You know, you don't have to sign up to keep an eye on it. But it is supposedly happening. They try to recreate Woodstock, what, 94, I think, or 93? You know what I mean? Remember that second one they did? And they had a good turnout, but there was a lot of problems with it and everything.
Okay.
And so, anyway, I'm hoping that this one is better. And it seems like they're going to be having some of the original bands that played at Woodstock, the original, at this one.
Okay.
Because, like, the first recreation they tried to do, I think it was, like, the 25th anniversary, maybe, of it. They had, like none of the original, or maybe there were some of the original, and I have to do research. It was a while ago.
But let me just say, I don't need to add 2019, because that's a prediction for 2019.
Okay, well then that's cool then. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Vinny! Yeah, okay, cool.
Vinny! What's your prediction, Hillbilly?
Yeah, red knicker. Oh, man.
Okay, Grim, just because you're a hillbilly don't mean you're a redneck. Just saying.
Well,
Well, nothing.
All right, here's a good New Year's story. New Year's story, whatever. From the metro.co.uk. A bumper crop of magic mushrooms is blooming across the UK, and it's going to be a weird new year. Now, I say it's a good New Year's Eve story, although they throw a lot of propaganda into this story. It says most people celebrate the arrival of the new year by drinking themselves silly, by psychonauts looking for a different way to usher in 2019 are in luck, because a bumper crop of magic mushrooms bloom across the UK. The first autumn frost arrived later this year than normal, which means mushrooms could be thriving until New Year's Day. Normally, they would have died off by now, meaning hippies would have to find some other way of communing with the spirits of nature. And then we get this. Climate change has a dramatic effect on the fruiting season. Climate change. Oh, God. It says, every year, the start and end of the season is dependent upon the weather, and we can see that up until the late 1970s, it was largely consistent. However, on the average, the fruiting date now comes much earlier in the year than previous, while the fruiting comes later. Magic mushroom used to flourish just over a month, but now lasts well over two and surviving up to 70 days.
Oh, yeah.
They usually die off within the first heavy frost, but parts of the southern UK have not been hit by a major freeze yet, so should still be home to magic mushrooms.
Nice.
Bear in mind, it's illegal to pick and dry mushrooms. You could be imprisoned for up to 7 years, no matter how drunk you were while you did it on the dawn of New Year's Day. So, it's got to throw in that freaking climate change bullshit into the story, which...
Right. Of course.
Oh, God. Anyway, you're so lame.
Wow.
For anybody. So, no, it's great, but then it's not great. So. because of...
I hope those people have a jolly New Year, though.
Hell yeah. Take some shroomers.
Knowledge. I mean, I have imbibed...
Have you now?
Magic mushrooms.
I'm shocked.
I can tell you from experience.
I'm shocked.
No, you're not. I can tell you from experience that you do learn stuff under the influence of those. Things you wouldn't even imagine. Like, I can't tell you what exactly because it's individual thing. You can't really describe it to, you know what I mean? From, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, you have to, I could try to describe it, but...
It's really pointless.
You wouldn't know until you do it. Right. But I can tell you from experience that I have gained knowledge. Alphanumeric character. Oh, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
Here's a story. And it's just like, really? Really? Is this important? But oh, what happened? Something moved. you can decide whether or not it's important.
Okay.
Says, why calling different marijuana types strains is technically wrong. So you're not looking for strains, apparently. Says, marijuana is a complex plant with hundreds of compounds that evolved substantially over thousands of years. And as the plant has evolved, so too has the terminology people use to describe it. Ethan Russo of the International Cannabis and Cannabinoid Institute recently published a paper in the journal Frontiers in Plant Science that described one interesting misnomer that's ubiquitous in the marijuana market. Strain. People seek out different strains of marijuana, a term meant to refer to the chemically distinct plant types. But technically, that's an inaccurate way to describe them. The new paper argues strain might be an appropriate descriptor for bacteria and viruses, but not plants. Given that such factors as plant height and leaf width do not distinguish one cannabis plant from another, and similar difficulties in defining terms in cannabis, the only reasonable solution is to characterize them by their biochemical and pharmacological characteristics, Rousseau wrote. Thus, it is best to refer to cannabis types as chemical varieties or chemovars. That's right. Next time you visit the dispensary, remember that it's high CBD chemovar, not strain. So, and if you do go somewhere and you say, well, I'm looking for the chemovar, this, that, or the other, they're just going to look at you funny like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, you can't make this so well, Grim.
So, I mean, it's kind of, what do you call that? Not asinine.
Redundant?
No.
Anal
retentive.
There you go.
Anal retentive. This guy.
Yes.
Chemovars. Come on, man.
Really? Come on, dude. Chillax, man.
Oh, God.
So, the second Woodstock was in 94. So, I was correct on that year.
Yeah.
But they're going to do one at the actual site this time. And so, anyway, if you're interested, might be interesting. I would like it. I would like to go. It's so far away, though. It's in, like, upstate New York or something.
Okay, well, we got three final predictions to cover here.
All right, let's do that.
Right now. One is the Moose Girl.
All right.
Who predicted that the festival at Woodstock original site on August 14th to August 16th will be a success.
Okay, we'll see.
However that is determined.
Right.
And then Vinny predicts that a new raid cattle battle gather on Bundy Ranch. What?
What's that? What?
Raid cattle battle gather on the Bundy Ranch. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. He's the hillbilly, remember?
All right. And then he predicts his own return to radio on the first Friday of 2019. Well, is that a given already?
I don't know
if that's really a prediction, Vinny, but...
Right.
All right, we got to do our last...
That's like a couple of days from now.
We got to do our last set here.
Okay, let's do that.
This first one should really crack you up.
Cool. I need some cracking up.
Yeah, you do. Who doesn't? You know.
Right. Who doesn't?
Here you go. Oh boy, what a close to 2018 there. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with their version of Black Betty. It's a wild one, let me tell you that. Before that, we had the Jimmy Castor Bunch with Troglodyte. I remember listening to that song when I was a little, maybe 10, 12 years old, laying there in my bed listening to the Dr. Demento show on my radio, and they'd be playing Troglodyte. And we kicked it off there with, from Reason TV, Star Wars A Libertarian Special. So all good fun stuff there, man, let me tell you. Now, I want everybody to have yourselves a great New Year's weekend, New Year's Eve weekend, New Year's Eve night, and a New Year's Day, and the rest of your next your 2019. Hopefully the best. Hope the best for all of you. And hope the best for Real Liberty Media, too. So, yeah, you know, appreciate y'all. You're all wonderful folks, and we like having you here with us on this show, and just on Real Liberty Media in general, and for all the shows, you know. Which, speaking of, tomorrow you got the Dork Table at noon with Flash, noon Eastern, and I'll be on at noon Eastern on Sunday, playing the blues for you. No Christmas crap this month week. Yeah, we played Christmas music last week. Cool, different Christmas, not your traditional crap, but Christmas blues and such like that last week. And then following me at 3 p.m. Eastern is Hal Anzey behind the woodshed, opening up a big old can of whoop ass. I'll be doing a show, The Grim Leftovers, on Monday at my normal time, 7 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be some kind of New Year's Eve stuff because that's New Year's Eve day. I assume Flash will be on again on his Tuesday program in a perfect world on New Year's Day. So just look forward to that. Grammy will be back on in 2019. Yeah, she'll be back next year for her first Wednesday of the year. So look forward to that. And then apparently on Friday, Vince Easley will be on doing his new program. So also look forward to that. So
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
I'm just doing a little wrap up here.
Yep, I know. Sorry.
So I think that covers everything.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, everybody. By the way, if you got more predictions, just put them in anytime between now and New Year's Day, and I'll get them into the blog post.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about them next year, see how you did.
We will.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all. Talk to you later. Peace.
Peace.